Hello there. Welcome to Bookish Bovine, a podcast to have literary fun with me, Mrs. Utterbutter, and my mostly furry friends through original stories, songs, and skits. In our last episode, BJ and friends ran into an angry red panda, and now they're back on a ribbon rainbow. Let's see if BJ and friends can catch up to the giant hot dog. Pick a fluffy patch of grass, hoof and trample it, and settle down because here we move. Come on and read with me. Come on and read with me. Come on and read with me at Bookish Bovine. Moo! We can read it.
Let's go.
We can dream it.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
Come on and read with me. Come on and read with me. Come on and read with me at Bookish Bovine. Episode 6. How to splash into a loveliness of ladybugs. The surfboard made of vines and bamboo slid down the ribbon rainbow. Posse sat at the front and BJ sat in the back, controlling the steering and pushing with her legs whenever they slowed down. "We're going to catch up to that giant hot dog in no time," BJ said with glee. The road sloped high up, way, way, way up, and then it dropped all the way down. BJ's jowls lifted away from her snout. Posse's stomach lurched. The surfboard helped with the bouncing, but the road was like a giant loop-de-loop. They kept surfing through the ups, the downs, and even curves where it was so curvy they were parallel to the ground. But then, not far in the distance before them, the ribbon rainbow appeared to stop. Not stop, it vanished altogether. "Posse, I don't see the road ahead."
"Maybe you should slow the surfboard down, BJ," Posse said quietly.
They got closer. The rainbow went from a colorful path to a strange whiteness.
"BJ, closer."
BJ tried to put her paws down, but the surfboard kept sliding down the rainbow at full speed.
"BJ!"
They were really close now, and they could see that the path didn't actually disappear. It was hiding behind millions of little glittery things. It looked like the whole thing was moving from top to bottom. Little sparkles everywhere. And every time the sun shone on the little sparkling things, a soft tinkle sounded. They were on a blanket of a million sparkles. A raindrop landed on BJ's snout.
"Water."
"Actually, floppy cheeks, you forgot to add fall." Water and fall. Waterfall. It was a huge waterfall of sparkles. Before they could do anything, the surfboard took them into the waterfall. The tinkling became a roar. And BJ and Posse felt their stomachs and bodies fall down with the waterfall. Down, down, down they went. And just as fast as they had come upon the waterfall, just as quickly the roar became tinkling. Ding, 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 ding. Then a few tinkles. Ding, 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 ding. Then peaceful silence. The water cleared from view, and the trio found themselves on a small beach with bright blue water gently rolling towards them. The closer the water got to the sandy white beach, the more clear it became. BJ could even see some little fish darting around, the water so clear. Fishies! Beyond the water was a slender patch of land, and then even more water, as far as a dog could smell. Where were they?
"It's a lagoon,"
Esther preened herself as she sat gingerly above them on a palm tree. "A lagoon," BJ said.
I thought you would have flown away before the waterfall, Posy said.
What can I say? You're interesting, and I've been waiting for Godot all my life.
Look at that, Posy said.
BJ and Esther looked to where his snout was pointing. In the middle of the lagoon, a swarm of something tiny was flying about in erratic motions. BJ smelled the air and squinted her eyes. The giant hot dog was in that swarm. They were crossing in the lagoon. Posy, the hot dog!
BJ felt a sharp stab on her lower back.
Ow! She scratched at it, and a little black dot fell on the ground. She looked closer, but all she could see was her big snout.
It appears that tiny little dot is trying to say something, Esther said. They leaned closer and perked their ears up like bat ears.
You bit me, BJ howled.
Me, 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 me,
it said.
Me, 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 me.
Me, 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 me,
came the reply.
Yes, you did.
Me, 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 me,
it said.
Me, 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 BJ said.
Me, 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 me.
What's going on here? Posy said. Are you talking to that thing?
I speak flea.
It's a flea?
Esther reared her head back.
I've seen the sky crack open and the ground close up. Yet in all my life, I've never seen a dog who could speak flea.
Me, 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 me.
The flea said again.
What's it saying, BJ?
It says it didn't bite me.
Posy pounced before the flea.
Don't deny it, flea.
Me, 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 me.
It's saying it doesn't like the tone of your voice, Posy, and that if we both say we're sorry, it'll call the whole thing off. Oh, and your breath stinks.
What an astute observation, Esther said. Dare I say, is it wrong?
Posy side-eyed the flea and Esther.
BJ laid her head down on top of her paws on the ground. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have accused you like that. I didn't even see who did it.
Me, 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 me.
BJ's ears perked.
It says it forgives me. And it says its name is Flick.
It's a flea. We should call it Flea.
Esther bent down to the flea.
That small, furry piece of meat is called Posy, and it appears rather offended by your mere existence.
Or call it the thing that bites?
Me, 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 me.
But BJ wasn't paying attention to the banter. No, her attention was back on the swarm that the giant hot dog was traveling with. They were close to reaching the other end of the lagoon. BJ looked at Flick. Flick says they are ladybugs. It's a swarm of ladybugs. BJ perked her ears, and sure enough, their rapidly beating wings created a gentle, lovely hum in the air. She turned to the flea.
Me, 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 me.
Oh, it says it's a loveliness. A group of ladybugs is called a loveliness.
Loveliness?
Posy grunted.
What an objective name, Esther said.
Why did the hot dog go with the ladybugs? BJ asked Flick.
Don't trust anything out this flea's mouth, BJ.
Flick says it's because the ladybugs migrate here, in this lagoon, every year, until the weather gets better. But what does that have to do with the giant hot dog, Flick?
Me, 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 me.
Oh. Well, the ladybugs migrated to the lagoon this year. But what did they find? A great big dragon decided to plant his scaly self right smack dab in the middle of the lagoon. And he created rules concerning who can cross and how.
Wait a sec. Did you say dragon?
Flick says the rules are more like riddles. So if you solve the riddles, the dragon will let you through the lagoon. And the giant hot dog told them he'd help them solve the riddles.
How many riddles?
Me, 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 me.
Only three?
Only.
Wonderful. Dragons, lagoons, riddles. A walk in the park for you four-legged beasts, Esther cried.
Posy growled.
That's enough out of you, bird.
The fleeting swarm and hot dog grew smaller before BJ's eyes. BJ turned back to the flea. It looks like they're passing it now, though, with the giant hot dog.
And without you, Posse added. Well, BJ, sounds like we should turn back. It seems really dangerous.
I say we should try our chances with the dragon. If the giant hot dog and ladybugs got through, so can we.
BJ, what are you thinking?
Meow, 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 meow.
What will BJ and friends do next? Will they turn around or try to follow after the ladybugs and face the dragon? Stay tuned while we chew on some hay and take a farm break. Pig, please. Cow jokes. What do you call a sleeping bull? A bulldozer. Why do cows like being told farmer jokes? Because they like being amused. If a cow laughed really hard, would milk come out of her nose? Cow jokes. Pig, please.
Meow, 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 meow.
And now, back to BJ and friends. When we last saw them, they were wondering if BJ was going to try the dragon's riddles to keep after the giant hot dog. BJ looked at the giant hot dog celebrating with a swarm of ladybugs on the other side of the lagoon.
BJ, what are you thinking?
I want to go, Posse.
But what about the danger, BJ? And your owner? It's been quite a while since she's seen you.
I know, I know. I will go back to her, I promise. But we're almost there. We're almost caught up with the giant hot dog. And I think we can guess the riddles. We can do it. BJ held her paw out, and Flick jumped on it. She raised her paw before her snout and leveled her big eyes at the tiny flea. Do you know what the dragon's riddles are?
Me, 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 me.
Can you help us cross?
Me, 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 me.
BJ smiled. Yes.
It's a mistake, Posse barked a storm. Flea, BJ, flea. It's in his nature to bite.
It said it wouldn't, and I believe it. It can help us, and we can help it. Sounds like a good deal.
How can he help us? Does he have magical powers? And wait, how are we helping it?
It was a dragon they were going to deal with, after all.
Am I the only one seeing this? Posse cried. We are considering going through a mysterious lagoon filled with who knows what to try to pass riddles from a dragon, a fire-breathing dragon, and last but not least, we're going based on the help of a mere flea?
Me, 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 me.
Hey, Flick says it's more than just a flea. In fact, Flick says there's more to it than just the name of his species. Don't judge a book by its cover.
It's going to bite us.
Me, 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 me.
BJ hunched over and listened to Flick intently. When Flick was done, BJ shook her head. Listen up, everyone, because I want you to picture Flick when I say, it's just a flea, little, little flea.
It's a flea, a little, little flea.
It's a flea, it's more than what you see.
It's a flea, it's just going to bite me.
It's a flea, little, little flea.
It's a flea, little, little flea.
It's a flea, it's more than what you see.
It's a flea, it's just going to bite me.
Oh, woe is the flea. Can't be free to just only be. Can't one agree to let the flea just be. Hey, it's a flea, just a flea, little, little flea.
It's a flea, a little, little flea.
It's a flea, it's more than what you see.
It's a flea, it's just going to bite me.
It's a flea, it's more than what you see.
It's a flea, seriously.
Yeah, let the flea be. Jazz paws.
Don't you see, everybody? BJ said. Flick just wants to be left alone to find out what he wants to do.
Forget about other fleas you've met before. They're not Flick. That's why Flick's trying to go with the ladybugs. It wants to do something new and unflea-like.
Pawsy nodded thoughtfully.
But the ladybugs kicked you out?
They kick out the flea, but let the hot dog go with them. Uncalled for!
That's right, BJ said. It is uncalled for. Flick, you're coming with us. And even better, I bet Flick is going to be the biggest help out there. Come on, everybody. Let's see what the dragon's riddles are all about. Let's go across the lagoon, solve the riddles, and get that hot dog.
So, they set forth on the sandy beach of the lagoon. BJ walking with Flick on top of her head, Pawsy pacing beside her, and Esther standing on BJ's shoulders. Suddenly, a swarm of tiny objects flew from the other side of the beach. It was a huge swarm, the size of a small cloud that floated towards them. As it got closer, BJ saw each object was actually really tiny, yet much bigger than Flick, and they had two wings and a really long tail.
Dragonflies!
There were so many dragonflies packed into that cloud, it left a giant shadow on the beach. BJ could hear the hum of their wings as they beat the warm lagoon air.
Well, Esther said thoughtfully, it does make sense.
What?
Pawsy said.
Where there's dragonflies, there must be a dragon.
The dragonflies got closer. BJ's party of four got closer. The humming got louder. And louder, and louder. The dragonflies were almost right on top of them.
Suddenly, they pulled sharply into the sky, streaking into a line. High, up, up, up. Then bam! They separated into tiny millions of insects that they were.
Wow, BJ said. The dragonflies swarmed and swarmed. BJ peered at them. It looked like they were gathering into a shape. But what kind of shape?
It was a really big square, filled with dozens of dragonflies, so BJ couldn't see behind it. Then beside the square, they made a rectangle, an upright rectangle, then another rectangle on the other side of the square, and on top of each rectangle was a cone shape. It looked like
those things from stories Maria's mom and dad used to read about. They were houses that kings and queens used to live in.
What was that word?
Castle. A giant castle made of dragonflies flew high up in the sky.
And that's the end of our story today. Why do you think the ladybugs didn't take Flick the Flea with them? What is going to happen with BJ and friends and a dragon and the dragonflies? Create a story about what you think will happen next with BJ and Pawsy. Now, here's another farm run.
Mooing animals, all hooves and paws must toe a line. Okay, stand straight, shoulders back, snouts forward, beaks up.
I'm clucking.
Cluck, 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 cluck.
I'm clucking.
Cluck, 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 cluck.
I'm clucking.
Cluck, 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 cluck.
What are you doing, gobble gobble?
I'm clucking.
I can see that, but why are you doing this?
Well, I don't know.
You're just doing it to do it, aren't you?
And what's wrong with that? Would you rather verb your day away or noun it?
Oh, gobble gobble.
Snout's alive. Let's go for a march.
Old Rancher Rick was a merry old soul, and a merry old soul was he, uh-huh. Old Rancher Rick was a merry old soul, and a merry old soul was he, uh-huh. Well, he wrote a noun, and he wrote a verb, and he wrote a sentence for me, uh-huh. Well, he wrote a noun, and he wrote a verb, and he wrote a sentence for me, uh-huh. The cow jumped over the moon. The cow jumped over the moon. Merry old cow was she. Merry old cow was she. There's none so fair that it could compare with reading and writing, uh-huh. There's none so fair that it could compare with reading and writing, uh-huh. Old Rancher Rick was a merry old soul, and a merry old soul was he, uh-huh. Old Rancher Rick was a merry old soul, and a merry old soul was he, uh-huh. Well, he wrote a noun, and he wrote a verb, and he wrote a sentence for me, uh-huh. Well, he wrote a noun, and he wrote a verb, and he wrote a sentence for me, uh-huh. The cow jumped over the moon. The cow jumped over the moon. Merry old cow was she. Merry old cow was she. There's none so fair that it could compare with reading and writing, uh-huh. There's none so fair that it could compare with reading and writing, uh-huh.
Oink, oink,
moo, moo. Thank you for listening. I really appreciate you. Please join us next week to see what happens with BJ and her furry friends as they try to pass Pepper, the dragon, all for the search of our giant hot dog. If you liked this episode of Bookish Bovine, please share with your friends and family. Between episodes, chew the literary fat at our website, bookishbovine.com. There, you can check out children's book reviews, download transcripts of episodes, print out connect the dots of our wonderful characters, and other fun activities. Have a great day.
Bovine.
Moo.